Well, good evening. Thanks for joining us here this evening. My name is David Litt, and I am a sales and marketing business consultant and part of the Purium Health Products corporate team, and excited to be sharing with you this Tuesday evening a couple of announcements and then our training, which is about belief. As far as announcements go, I know Dave Sandoval, the owner, founder, and president of the company, is down in Florida all this week, so please check your PHP order website or your back office to get the calendar, and I know he's going to be in Boca, I know he's going to be in Del Rey, I know he's going to be in Indiantown, but I don't have all the information as far as exactly where he's going to be when, so I apologize for that, but that information is available, or as always, you can call the corporate office and get that information, but if you are in Florida, you certainly want to be there. If you know anyone in Florida through Facebook, through email, through your cell phone list, go check that list, double check it, and go make a few phone calls, go send out a few emails, make a posting on Facebook. It's definitely worthwhile. Dave is a fantastic educator and entertainer, and it will be worthwhile meeting no matter what person you put in front of that information. Good things will happen. Business aside, good things will happen because people will learn some great information from Dave. So wanted to make that important announcement, and I wanted to just start up the call here this evening and talk a little bit about belief. Most people, they stop before they start. And what I mean by that is that they never do what's necessary to be successful. And more often than not, far more often than not, the reason that they don't start or they start and they stop quickly is because of fear. And so if there's one thing that you can take from this call here this evening, write this down, which is belief is the fear killer. Belief kills fear, or vice versa, fear can kill belief. And so if your belief is bigger than your fear, good things happen. If your fear is bigger than your belief, bad things happen or nothing happens at all. And so there's no shortage of people and experts talking about the power of positive thinking. I mean, there are books like The Secret and The Power of Now and Tony Robbins and Oprah Winfrey. And, a lot of people have a lot of ideas about belief. But to me, it really is grounded in information. Belief doesn't come out of thin air. It's grounded in information that becomes emotionally charged, especially if it's based upon real experiences. And so sometimes those experiences and that information are negative, and sometimes they're positive. And so the more that you can fill your brain and fill your heart with positive information about our industry, about our company, about our product, about yourself and your capabilities, the more that good things will happen. Because really, leadership, motivation, sales, they're all the same. It's a two-step process. Step number one is believe, and step number two is instill belief. Step number one is believe, and step number two is instill belief. So look at all the great leaders throughout history, whether it's Jesus Christ, or Gandhi, or Martin Luther King Jr., or more recently, people like Vince Lombardi or Oprah Winfrey. It doesn't matter what your religious background, it doesn't matter what your political inclinations are. People who lead others, especially great leaders, they have an unbelievable belief in what they're sharing with the world, and it's through that unbelievable belief that their ability to communicate that belief becomes easier. Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. And so that's what it really is about, is filling yourself with information, filling yourself with motivation and belief that's so positive that positive belief, you just have to share it with others. It becomes contagious. And so thoughts become words, words become actions, actions become habits, habits become character, and character is everything. Character is what we do over and over and over again. That's who we are, and who we are really starts all the way back with our thoughts. And so, this is some high-level stuff. This is stuff that doesn't seem to be very directly tied to the Purium business, but it is. It really is, because it doesn't matter, you know, what you know. If you don't believe something enough, you're not going to share what you know. So, you know, the more that you have this positive information and the more it becomes ingrained in what you want to communicate, then the more likely you are to share it. And the business is interesting in that it's a business of momentum. And the hardest part is the first push. It's like pushing a stone down a hill or a snowball down a hill. It picks up momentum as time goes on. And so you start out as one person, and then you have two, and then you have four, and then you have eight, and 12, and 20, and 31, and 47. And it starts to then take on a life of its own, in which other people are enrolling other people that you don't know, and that's a magical time. And so for those of you on the line tonight, some of you may have experienced that, and others may still be creating that first push. Either way, if you commit yourself to the information and commit yourself to having the experience and being willing to experience the good, the bad, and the ugly, and to take it for what it's worth, then good things will happen. So let's go through and talk about the industry, our company, our product, and yourself, and how it relates to belief. And let's start with the industry, because I'm sure that many of you have heard, you know, is this one of those MLM deals? Is this network marketing? Is this a pyramid? Just like Amway? Why aren't these products on the store shelves? Skeptical, 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 skeptical. And, you know, that's a natural defense system that people have, is they like to throw up a smokescreen. They like to throw out a skeptical thought. And I'm here to tell you that not only is this a legitimate industry, it's an industry that you absolutely 100% should be proud of. And I want to start with some information, some statistics that have to do with the economy at large more than it has to do with our industry per se, which is, if you go back in time 10 years to the unemployment rate in November of 2000, December of 2000, you go back 10 years, the U.S. unemployment rate was 3.6%. Right now, it's nearly 10%, and in the state of Michigan, the unemployment rate was 3.1% 10 years ago, is now about 15%. So unemployment is about 3 to 5 times as high as it was 10 years ago. That's millions and millions and millions and millions of people. And the real unemployment rate, the unemployment rate that includes people that aren't even looking for jobs anymore, is much, much higher. So when the economy is good, home-based businesses are good. When the economy is bad, home-based businesses are even better. And so I can tell you absolutely, before we even get into the industry, there are a lot of folks who want to make some money. They need additional income. They need replacement income. People are cutting back, and raises are not happening. The government just announced, I don't know if you heard, a couple of days ago, President Obama is now saying that he does not want to raise the government worker. 2 million government workers are not going to get a pay raise for the next 2 years. So it's happening everywhere. And people want additional income. If you look at home-based businesses, that's where they're turning. The Dallas Morning News says every 11 seconds, someone starts a home-based business. The Direct Selling Association, which is the association that really drives our industry and measures our industry in direct sales, says that every year, since they started recording, every year, sales have increased in direct sales. Every year. Not some years, not most years, every single year. It's almost double in the past 10 years. So it almost doesn't make sense. Here I am saying that the unemployment rate was so low 10 years ago, it's so high now. How could the industry be double the size? It's almost $120 billion worldwide. So, you know, these are numbers, but these numbers reflect timing. These numbers reflect trends. And if you boil it down to people, Warren Buffett owns a direct sales company. Donald Trump owns a direct sales company. Citibank owns a direct sales company. And the reason is that we get bombarded with advertising. Some people say as many as 5,000 messages a day. 5,000 messages a day. It's pretty hard to promote and market a product in the traditional way through the traditional media. So you need people. You need people to share the message of your product, and that's what we do. So, you know, I think that when you go back to some of the prejudices against the industry, when people say, hey, this is a pyramid, the reality is traditional business is much more like a pyramid than direct sales. And to me, the ultimate answer is the only way that you can make money is if you help other people make money. That's the only way you can make money, is if you help other people make money or you help other people get healthier. So this is an industry that you shouldn't run away from, that you should absolutely be proud of. And my belief is that if your belief level on a scale of 1 to 10 is anywhere above a 5 on the industry, the company, the products, and yourself, then good things will happen. But if it's like a 5 or a 6 on most of those categories, good things will happen, but they'll happen very slowly. But if your belief level is more like a 7 or an 8, then good things will happen more quickly for you, because you're going to just be more inclined to stretch yourself more, to share more, to be more outgoing, whether that's your nature or not, to invest more of your time in yourself. And if your belief level is a 9 or a 10, if you 100% are in love with this industry, with our company, with the product, and your belief level in yourself, then unbelievable things will happen very quickly. So let's talk about the company for a moment. You know, it starts with Dave Sandoval. Dave's out on the road sharing his commitment to this business and to you as independent distributors. And I've known Dave for 10-plus years. I mean, he's an unbelievable formulator. He's a great entertainer and educator. He's somebody who's very, very passionate about health and wellness, and you know, he's created a company that shares those beliefs. And the company now has a free enrollment going on right now, have a very simple sampling program, and have some great things in the works behind the scenes that are going to make the compensation plan even richer and make the method of operation and how we share things easier and more fun, and in and of itself, actually being unique as to how we do business. So I believe that the most popular product that Purium has doesn't even exist yet. I believe that the most effective selling tool that Purium has doesn't even exist yet. I believe the most successful distributor hasn't even joined the company yet. And the only question is that person going to be in your downline, or are they going to be in somebody else's downline? And if you're out there sharing your belief not only in what the company has but what it will have, then absolutely good things will happen. And that person who can help increase the leverage in your life very likely will be in your business rather than somebody else's. So that's what I mean about belief level from a company standpoint. From a product standpoint, I'm sure that most of you on the line can go on and on even more than I could about how great these products are. And that's one of the things I love about this company, is that the distributors are so passionate about the products. They're passionate about health and wellness. They understand the ingredients, how and where they come from. And, you know, more and more I think you're going to be hearing and seeing Dave sharing that information in ways that not only you can as distributors get the information, but actually prospects as well. And I think that's a huge untapped area for the company, is sharing Dave's education and entertainment with prospects. And so be looking for more marketing tools and things that help that to happen. But, you know, the company to me is the unjuice company. And even though we have a juice in Apothecary, you know, the industry is really overrun with companies that have one-hit wonder juices. And this company is a holistic, true, nutritional wellness business. And so there are anti-aging products, and there are weight loss products, and there are detox products, and there are products for specific challenges and sports performance products. And so, you know, this is a real deal, serious manufacturer, our own products company. And I'm guessing that the belief level for most of you is very, very high. For those of you who have been on these calls before, you know that I owned a spa, and I used to carry Purium products. The only nutritional products that I carried in my spa were these products, and that's because I believe in them, and I think they're the best in the industry, and I hope you do too. And again, your belief level, the higher it is, the more compelled you will be to share it with others, which leaves yourself as the last piece of the puzzle. Because I hear so often people say, well, it doesn't work. Well, what's the it? Everybody has the same products. Everybody has the same compensation plan. Everyone has the same conference calls. So, you know, you're in complete control of how much you get paid. You're in complete control of how much time and effort and focus you put into this. There are free websites. There are Facebook and any number of ways that you can promote this business if you choose to. And you may say, hey, I'm not a computer expert. Well, you know, it's your choice as to whether you want to become a computer expert. I'm not a marketing expert. Become a marketing expert. I'm not a sales expert. Become a sales expert. Or better yet, let me share this story with you. I worked for a company, actually a nutrition company, about a dozen years ago, and I was in charge of sales and marketing, and one of the things we did was we brought in, oh, I guess about 10 to 12 people who were distributors that had joined the company within the last 90 days. And so I was looking to do kind of a mini focus group, a little informal focus group, to ask people, you know, what they thought of our starter kit and what they thought of the products and what they thought of the compensation plan and customer service and what we could do differently. It's a very productive little session, and you know, we weren't very scientific about who we invited, and so we had people who had enrolled nobody, and we had people that were already very successful within 90 days. And one of the people who was very successful, it became apparent pretty quickly because he kept on raising his hand. And he raised his hand over and over and over again. You know, everything I asked, you know, hey, what do you think of the product? Well, this product is the best, and this product is, you know, great, and well, this one could be better, and I like the packaging on this. And you know, other people didn't have near the amount of opinions that this person had. And number one, it's because he had more experiences, because in that 90 days, he was so much more active than other people, that it's through that activity that he was gaining knowledge and gaining momentum. But the point of the story is that finally this woman who was sitting next to him, who obviously was not very successful so far in the business, she said, you know, sir, it sounds like you're a doctor. You know, what do you do? And he said, yeah, I am a doctor. I'm a chiropractor. And she said, well, of course you're successful. You're a chiropractor. You know, people come to you to help with their health, and you've got a steady flow of people coming into your office, and you've got a huge unfair advantage against me. How can I compete against somebody like you? And before I could jump in and defend this person, he had an answer which I thought was absolutely brilliant. And he said, man, do you think that a chiropractor has an advantage over you that's unfair? And she said, absolutely. And he said, well, why don't you go recruit some chiropractors then? And I think that's the beauty of this business, is that your belief level can lead you wherever you'd like. If you think young people are going to be successful, then recruit some young people. If you think retired people are going to be successful, recruit some retired people. If you think that people with lots of money, people with more money than you will be successful, then recruit them. You know, so whether it's time or contacts or influence or money, it doesn't matter. Go find those people that you think will drive your business. And if your belief level is an 8, 9, or 10 on all of these different subjects, you're going to have the confidence to go talk to some folks that are of high influence, that are doctors, that are successful people with a lot of influence, that are internet marketers. And you're going to stretch your comfort zone to just share how great the Purium opportunity is. And so, you know, that's what it's all about. So you can't snap your fingers and make your belief level in network marketing a 10 if it's a 4 right now. But what you can do is educate yourself. And the more information that you have, and the more understanding you have about the information, and the more that you look into the history of Avon and Amway and Tupperware and a lot of these very successful direct sales companies that are billions of dollars, and you read the story of people who have earned tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, it's going to increase your belief level by osmosis. So, you know, if you're not sure if the products work really well, try some more products. I mean, this is your business. Invest in yourself and invest in what you need to invest in to increase your belief level to go increase your business. So that's how your belief level overcomes your fears. That's how information is essential to your business. And, you know, anything is possible, but it really starts with you. And your enthusiasm and your willingness to go out and be open for business and to share the opportunity and to share samples of the product and follow the system, that's what's going to determine, you know, how big your business is. So as I said at the top, Dave Sandoval is in Florida. You may live in Florida. You may not live in Florida. You may know lots of people in Florida. You may know a few people in Florida. But I guarantee you that if I gave you $1,000 for every phone number of somebody you could find in Florida, I bet you you'd find quite a few. If you looked and searched and went through your emails and went through your Facebook and went through your cell phone list, you'd find some folks in Florida. If I gave you $1,000 a person, you'd probably stay up two hours tonight to make sure that you got two or three or eight or 12 or $20,000 because you found those people in Florida. Well, you know, I can't pay you $1,000 per person tonight, but those people could turn into that kind of money if you get them in front of the information and see Dave. And if that's the way you look at your business, if you look at the glass being half full rather than half empty, and that you have the pitcher in your hand to fill it up more, then you're going to be successful and you're going to be an entrepreneur who's going to enjoy your business and prosper from your business. So I hope that this information was helpful for you, that it increased your belief level or at least gave you access to what you needed to access to improve your belief level about Purium. So thanks so much for joining us here tonight. And as I said, if you've got some folks in Florida, definitely you know, get them in front of Dave and this information. And be on the lookout for new things coming in the new year, new tools and new information that will drive your business even more. So thanks so much for investing your time here this evening, and we will talk to you soon. Good night, everybody.